This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for iapodine. Active ingredient, apriclonidine hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using iapodine. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using iapodine. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using iapodine? Iapodine contains the active ingredient apriclonidine hydrochloride. Iapodine, apriclonidine hydrochloride belongs to a class of medicines known as alpha-adrenergic agonists. Iapodine is an eye drop used in conjunction with other medications to lower raised pressure within your eyes. Iapodine does this by reducing the amount of fluid produced within your eyes. Iapodine is used to lower raised pressure in the eye and to treat glaucoma. Glaucoma is usually caused by a buildup of the fluid which flows through the eye. This buildup occurs because the fluid drains out of your eye more slowly than it is being pumped in. Since new fluid continues to enter the eye, joining the fluid already there, the pressure continues to rise. This raised pressure may damage the back of the eye, resulting in gradual loss of sight. Damage can progress so slowly that the person is not aware of this gradual loss of sight. Sometimes even normal eye pressure is associated with damage to the back of the eye. There are usually no symptoms of glaucoma. The only way of knowing that you have glaucoma is to have your eye pressure, optic nerve and visual field checked by an eye specialist. If glaucoma is not treated, it can lead to serious problems, including total blindness. Untreated glaucoma is one of the most common causes of blindness. Ask your doctor if you have questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use iapodine? Warnings. Do not use iapodine if you are allergic to apriclonidine hydrochloride, clonidine, pilocopine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are currently taking any monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOI, which are used to treat depression. You are currently taking a tricyclic antidepressant for depression. You are currently taking any sympathomimetic medications which are used to treat asthma, severe headaches, or coughs and colds. If you are not sure whether you should start using iapodine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially heart problems. These include coronary heart disease. Symptoms can include chest pain, or tightness, breathlessness, or choking, heart failure, a recent heart attack. Circulation conditions. These include Raynaud's disease, thrombangitis obliterans, Buchner disease where there is inflammation, and clotting of the small and medium arteries and veins of the hands and feet, poor circulation of blood in the brain, high blood pressure, kidney problems, liver problems, depression. A type of glaucoma called angle closure, or narrow angle glaucoma. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks, and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. Iapodine is not recommended for use in pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using iapodine during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should stop breastfeeding while you are using this medicine, as iapodine is not recommended whilst breastfeeding. Use in children. Iapodine is not recommended in children and infants due to the risk of serious side effects. Use in older adults. There are no special warnings or precautions regarding the use of iapodine in older adults. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with iapodine and affect how it works, or may be affected by iapodine. Telling your doctor or pharmacist is particularly important if you are currently using any type of beta blocker medication, any medicine for the treatment of high blood pressure, any medicine for the treatment of a heart condition, any sedative type medicine including alcohol and strong painkillers, tricyclic antidepressants. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take or use different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect iapodine. Your doctor or pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. How do I use iapodine? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box or bottle, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to use? The usual dose of iapodine is one drop in the affected eyes. Follow the instructions provided and use iapodine until your doctor tells you to stop. When to use iapodine? Iapodine should be used 3 times each day. Do not put iapodine into your eyes while you are wearing soft contact lenses. You can insert soft contact lenses 15 minutes after you have used iapodine. Do not use iapodine more often than your doctor or pharmacist has told you. After using iapodine, wait at least 5 minutes before putting any other eye drops in your eyes. This ensures that you do not wash any of the eye drops from your eyes. It is important to use iapodine exactly as your doctor or pharmacist has told you. If you use the drops less often than prescribed, they may not work as well, and the eye problem may not improve. Using the drops more often than prescribed may not improve the eye problem any faster and may cause increased side effects. How to use iapodine? 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Immediately before using a bottle for the first time, break the safety seal around the neck area and throw the loose plastic ring away. 3. Remove the cap. 4. Hold the bottle upside down in one hand between your thumb and middle finger. See diagram 1. 5. Tilt your head back and look up. 6. Using your other hand, gently pull down your lower eyelid to form a pouch/pocket. 7. Place the dropper tip close to, but not touching, your eye. Release one drop into the pouch/pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently tapping or pressing the base of the bottle with your forefinger. See diagrams 2 and 3. 8. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 9. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. 10. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. 11. Replace the cap on the bottle, closing it tightly. 12. Wash your hands again with soap and water to remove any residue. You may feel a slight burning sensation in the eye shortly after using iapodine. If this persists or is very uncomfortable, contact your doctor or pharmacist. Most people who use iapodine will notice a whitening of the eye shortly after using the product. Do not touch the tip of the dropper to your eye or to any other surface. This will help to prevent your eye drops becoming dirty or contaminated. How long to use it? Continue using your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps control your condition but does not cure it. If you are unsure about when or how to stop using iapodine, you should talk to your doctor. If you forget to use iapodine, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and use your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, use the drops as soon as you remember and then go back to using them as you would normally. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much iapodine, if you think that you have used too much iapodine, immediately rinse your eyes with warm water. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed any or all of the contents of a bottle of iapodine, immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 in Australia or 0800 Poison or 0800 764 7666 in New Zealand. Contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using iapodine? Things you should do. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor will usually ask you to return regularly to make sure the tiapidine are working. It is very important that you return to see your doctor when instructed. Remind any doctor or pharmacist you visit that you are using iapidine. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while you are using iapidine. Things you should not do. Do not use iapidine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they appear to have the same condition as you. Do not stop using this medicine or lower the dose without first asking your doctor. If you stop using your medicine, your condition may worsen. Do not let children handle iapidine. If a child accidentally swallows any of the iapidine, follow the instructions under the "if you use too much, overdose" section above. Do not use if the expiry date printed on the pack has passed, the packaging is torn, the safety seal around the closure and neck area is broken, or the bottle/packaging shows signs of tampering. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how iapidine affects you. Iapidine may cause dizziness or tiredness in some people. Addiction. There is no evidence that iapidine is addictive. Looking after your medicine. Store below 25 degrees C. Do not freeze. Keep the bottle in the carton to protect the drops from light. Do not leave the top off the bottle for any length of time to avoid contaminating the eye drops. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Write the date on the bottle when you open the eye drops and throw out any remaining solution after 4 weeks. Eye drops contain a preservative which helps prevent germs growing in the solution for the first 4 weeks after opening the bottle. After this time, there is a greater risk that the drops may become contaminated and cause an eye infection. A new bottle should then be used. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date or damaged, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. If you use this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do in or around the eye, ocular, a feeling that the eye is dry or watery, blurred vision and/or problems seeing clearly, itchy eyes, eye/eyelid redness, discharge from the eye and/or crusty eyelashes, discomfort, grittiness, irritation, or pain in the eye, excessive sensitivity to bright light, dilated pupils, swelling to the front part of the eye, difficult opening the eye, eyelid swelling, scales on or around the eyelid, raising of the upper eyelid, droopy eyelids, conjunctiva, layer of skin between eyelid and eye swelling, body as a whole, headache and/or feeling sick. Senses. Changes in the sensations of taste and or smell. Heart related. Irregular heartbeat. Central nervous system. Dizziness, tiredness, lack of coordination, fainting. Inability to sleep. Mood changes, such as depression, irritability, or nervousness. Numbness, or tingling in fingers or toes. Digestive system. Dry mouth. Nausea and or constipation. Breathing. Dry nose. Sore throat and or runny nose. Muscle/bone related. Aching or painful muscles, not caused by exercise. Skin. Skin rash. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Allergic-like reaction. Redness and swelling of the eye, eyelid, and or the area surrounding the eye, The eye, may become watery, itchy, and uncomfortable, as though something is in them. Heart-related. Chest pain. Swelling of the face, hands, or feet. Breathing. Wheezing. Difficulty in breathing. what to do. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Iapetin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Apriclonidine hydrochloride 5 mg in 1 ml, 0.5%. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Benzalkonium chloride, as a preservative. Sodium acetate. Sodium chloride. Purified water. Sodium hydroxide, and, or hydrochloric acid to adjust pH. Potential allergens. Benzoates, sulfites, and hydroxybenzoates. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Iapetin looks like. Iapetin is a sterile isotonic solution supplied in dispenser bottles of 5 ml or 10 ml or *51190. Who distributes Iapetin? Iapetin is distributed in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited. 120 to 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Free call Australia 1-800-899-005. Iapetin is distributed in New Zealand by Clinic 10Z Pty Limited, C/Ebbers Group Limited, 108 Wrights Road, Christchurch 8024, New Zealand. Free call New Zealand 0800-138-803. You can also obtain a copy of the most up-to-date leaflet from your pharmacist. The updates may contain important information about the medicine and its use, of which you should be aware. For more information about glaucoma in Australia, contact Glaucoma Australia, telephone 1-800-500-880. For more information about glaucoma in New Zealand, contact Glaucoma New Zealand on 09-373-8779. This leaflet was prepared in September 2022. Registered trademark.